huge success story.
Using 100% true evidence to do so.
Right.
Okay. Glenn Beck. Let's plow through some of the specifics with Glenn Beck. You state that is that a similar sort of thing where he was not being very well heated, or there was not a lot of attention paid to him, and then he did get slammed by Media Matters. He did get pushed out of Fox.
I think more attention at the time was being paid to him probably than the remark we discussed with Imus.
Right, right.
I think Beck was getting a huge following. And that was part of why he was so disturbing to the people that he opposes or that oppose him. And they went after him precisely because he had a large platform at Fox. His show was becoming very successful. And then day after day, the drumbeat that he was following was his own smear campaign, you could say, against Media Matters types and George Soros. And they were monitoring him. So it was sort of this dueling campaign between the two of them. But they made, as you'll see in the book, a very public announcement, $1 million from George Soros, kind of specifically to get Glenn Beck as a danger to humanity and society.
Right.
And I think they claim credit for pulling him off the air, and
do.
I think they were.
Yes, they do. And so you're not making any value judgment whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, I'm not. I think it's just a good instructional tool of how an effective smear operation or smear campaign was conducted.
But smear is not a positive thing, right? Smear
right.
is a use of a false accusation to degrade someone's reputation. A synonym for smear is slander, libel, sully, all those words. So if you're saying you're not casting